This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This semester's classes will be the last at the two-year University of Wisconsin campus, known by locals as UW-Richland. In the 3 months since the UW system announced the news, a group of supporters has rallied to save the campus, and local officials in other parts of the state are asking whether their two-year campuses might be next. Rich Kramer reports.
It was standing room only in late January in a classroom at the UW-Platteville-Richland campus. The community was there to pitch ideas on how to save the school that has seen enrollment fall to just 60 students. University officials and state lawmakers were there to listen. Like most who spoke, Alicia Woodhouse had family members attend UW-Richland. She said the thought of losing the opportunity for local kids to get a college education without spending thousands of dollars on a dorm room makes her feel sick.
First of all, I want to say how hurt I felt when I heard that this campus was closing, because it really felt like we were not worth it, like we had been discounted as a community.
Some speakers asked lawmakers to divert $4 million from the state's budget surplus to the campus. State Representative Tony Kurtz, a Republican from Waniwak, told the group he'd already mentioned the idea to some skeptical GOP colleagues.
So I am being brutally honest with you that I could probably persuade a few, but I know it would be a fruitless effort because we would lose.
It wasn't the message community members wanted to hear, and the end of classes at Richland is already making other communities nervous. There are 12 other county-owned campuses like UW-Richland around the state, and they've all seen enrollment fall by an average of 57% over the past decade. During that time, state lawmakers cut $250 million from the UW system's budget. Since Richland's fate was announced, some county boards have delayed maintenance and upgrades at their schools. They want the UW system to promise that they won't close other campuses anytime soon. Marathon County Board Chair Kurt Gibbs says UW-Stevens Point at Wausau has been a critical source of quality education for the area, but the board is waiting for assurances before approving parts of a $6 million maintenance request.
Yeah, if the roof is leaking, we're going to fix the roof. There's no question. But when it comes to upgrading things effectively still in their life cycle, the board said, no, let's hold off.
Last month, a group of trustees made up of Outagamie and Winnebago County board members delayed a $4 million engineering study of a proposed dining facility expansion at UW-Oshkosh Fox Cities. Winnebago County Supervisor Stephen Binder told his board they need to be good stewards of taxpayer dollars.
Neither Outagamie County nor Winnebago County want to invest money in a building if we're not guaranteed that we're going to be there for at least 5 years.
UW officials say the Richland decision shouldn't be viewed as a sign of what's to come for other campuses. And Andrew Leavitt, chancellor at UW-Oshkosh, told WPR he has assured county leaders the Fox City campus isn't going away. Former UW system president Ray Cross hoped to delay these types of conversations when he merged the state's two-year and four-year campuses in 2018. The move saved money by cutting administrative staff, but that may have also come with unintended consequences. In Richland, locals say it meant the loss of their college recruiter. Cross wanted to merge the schools with the state's technical colleges, but the idea was fiercely opposed by local tech college boards. Now he says the legislature should have a conversation about making it happen.
Should we be like 95% of the rest of the states in this country and merge our technical and UW colleges? Is that the best solution? I think it is, but I doubt that they will have that conversation.
In a statement, the UW system said talks with community leaders around the state about the two-year campuses are underway. As for Richland, the statement doesn't suggest that the university will reverse its decision, but it does say a local technical college and high school could play a key role in the campus's long-term future. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.